for example, Washington County, which wanted to spend some money and pour forlorn Eastport using their TIF money off the wind projects there, were forbidden by order, by opinion from the Attorney General and by apparent precedent in the court system, saying that if you raise taxes, property taxes, in one jurisdiction, they have to be spent largely for the benefit of that jurisdiction and you can't spread them around. The problem we have in the UT is that when you have enormous amounts of tax revenue or TIF money flowing into the hands of the county commissioners, and you give them the discretion to spend it only within the unorganized territory, within which development is practically forbidden for all intents and purposes under LURC zoning, you wind up squandering, or potentially squandering, the money that we are delivering into their custody and trusteeship. And you can't spend it in places like Jackman, Greenville, Millinocket, Ashland, some of the poorer towns that border onto the UT, who frankly are starved for economic development. And here you have this vision of, my vision is someday driving over Johnson Mountain down into Jackman and having a row of wind turbines up on Johnson Mountain in the unorganized territory, looking down on Addian Lake and Jackman and the Moose River, and having not one nickel of the benefit accrue to the town of Jackman or Moose River. That would be horrible tax policy, and I'm not here to say that necessarily the wind developers should have to pay any more than they're currently paying. All I'm saying is that we need a system in place. Maybe they should, but there should at least be a system in place whereby the tangible benefits that they are bound to deliver under our tax law, for example, be delivered into communities that need it and that will suffer the consequences of having these machines nearby. So Pete has very cleverly designed a system which he will explain to you, and I think he's already explained it to some people, that would establish a uniform policy of tangible benefits and would give discretion to local political leaders to spend that money in ways more flexibly than we're currently allowed to spend it because of constraints of the Maine Constitution. I might go even further than what Peter has drafted and suggest that when we have these opportunities to enjoy a stream of revenue, whether it be new taxes or TIF money or something in lieu of a TIF like a community benefit agreement, that we should write statutes that encourage the people that administer those benefits to use them to multiply the impact of them by going to agencies like DECD, to the privately funded trusts that exist in our state, and try to multiply it like the loaves and the fishes, that stream of revenue, match it up with other funds that are available from private and public sources, and create something by way of a meaningful development project or series of projects that are consistent with LURC zoning, consistent with our goals for the unorganized territories and the adjacent municipalities, and that would open up northern and central Maine in ways that were envisioned by the Brookings Report, envisioned by the quality of place studies that you're familiar with, and where we could use this money to catalyze something new and different and interesting for the counties that are adjacent to the unorganized territories and that include the UT. So that's my pitch. I know you're not the BRED committee. I know you're not the Natural Resources Committee. You're the Utilities Committee. But frankly, you folks have the power to wrap it all up and put it together. And that's what this bill invites you to do.
Members of the committee, Senator Mills, Representative Adams. Thank you.